There are two types of shtar. There's a shtar kenyan, there's a shtar raya. Shtar kenyan is a get, shtar kiddushin, shtar mechira, shtar matana. That's a shtar kenyan. Everyone agrees that that works ben atoira. And that's a machlokes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Lozor. How does it work? Rabbi Meir's opinion is that edi chasima karsi. You have to have edi chasima, and it has to be mochach mitocho. What it means that basically there's only one kind of shtar, a shtar raya. But am I giving the single girl a raya that we are married and she's interested in marrying me? We're both interested, so she becomes married. By my giving my wife a raya that she's divorced from me, that it causes the divorce to take effect. That's Rameh Shita. Every shtar kenyan has to start off as a shtar raya. By my giving a raya to the other party, and the other party agrees by the kedushin, by the kenyan akarka, then it causes the kenyan to take effect. And we pass on like Rav Lozor, that like Korab Zelzer, the two are totally unrelated. Shtar raya is edis piksav. That's a raya. It has to be mochach mitoicha, of course. Of course, you need edich hasima. If you don't have edich hasima, there's no shtar raya. That's a double pasha like that. And shtar kinyan is totally unrelated. According to the way we paskin, the Gemara says in Gittin, Abdallah and Mar Aleph, that hilchasaki Rav Lozor be Gittin. We paskin like Rav Lozor, that edi mesira karsi. You don't need edich hasima at all on the get. It doesn't serve at all as a shtar raya. Only serves as a shtar kinyan. The Mishnah says, in the middle of Gittin, you have a series of Mishnayas, goes on and on and on and on, and the Tosefta quotes more, Takonis b'mpnei tikkun ha'olam. So one of the many Takonis mentioned in the Mishnah, b'mpnei tikkun ha'olam, is Yehu ha'edim chos b'mal ha'get, b'mpnei tikkun ha'olam. So the Gemara asks, b'mpnei tikkun ha'olam, de'araisahu. If they don't sign on the get, it's not a kosher get. So the Gemara says, no, if you would have held like Rabbi Meir, that would have been correct, that you have to have Eidich HaSima, otherwise a get is not a get. Eidich HaSima Karsi. But we don't pass like Rab Meir, we pass like Rab Lozor. That what? That Eidich Mesira Karsi. So Mikared then, you don't really need Eidich HaSima at all. But we require it. That's the question. What do you mean? Sheyuhu Eidim Chos Mal Get. It's a Takana that Eidim have to sign on the get. So Taisus proves some Mishnais. They never made a Takana. It's an Eitz HaTayva Kamashmalam. You have so many Mishnais where it says the halach is like Reb Lozer, and you don't need Eidich HaSima. So this Mishnah is just assumed to be a recommendation. It's an Eitz HaTayva. What's the Eitz HaTayva? If you'll only rely on Eidim and Sira, you won't have any Eidich HaSima signed on the get at all. So when the woman will want to remarry, if she's still going to be in the original community where she lived with her husband, so everybody knows that the woman is Becheska Seishesish. Becheska Seishesish, she doesn't have a Peshos. Who appreciate if she comes to a different community, nobody knows who she is. So they know that when she was born, she was single. She wasn't married before she was born. The father can't be mekadosh the daughter before she's born because it's a dovish laboli olam. And we pass, and you can't make a kinyan on a dovish laboli olam. So you should. So if a woman comes to a village, we assume that she's becheskas priya. She's not married. If she tells us niskadashti v'nisgarashti. So she's believed to say niskadashti, that's based on the principle of shavi anav shechatiche di sur. But then if she says niskadashti, I mean nisgarashti, that's apeshos apeshehita. That's the Mishnah we learned, achov beis amiral. Does she have to say nisgarashti terke de dibur, or can she say niskadashti now and then say nisgarashti a month later? If she says a month later nisgarashti, and she gives a whole explanation why she didn't say that originally, she gives an amasla, so that's Mishnais on the last parak, that's Mishnais over here, that you can back out with an amasla if you make a hadas baldin and mamanis, or if you make a shavi anav shechatichei disura in a dovish of diarbi. You can always back out with an amasla, that's beferish. And not only by shavi anav shechatichei disura, by hadas baldin, that the Ksais HaChoshin says that these are one and the same principle, they're both based on the Gemara increases. The Gemara's lashon is, Adam and Eman al Atzma Yosem and Meirish Beinola Bein Atzma Liatzma. Is Neman al Atzma? That's a different kind of Nemanis. So not only in that Nemanis, Adam Neman al Atzma Shavi Anapshi. Can you back out Idea Maslo? Can even back out Idea Maslo from Eidecha Neman Bisurim? Let's say the woman says Tmeyani. So the woman is believed that's Eidecha Neman Bisurim. The woman is believed to say that she's a Nida. The woman is believed to say that she's not a Nida. Taisus, in fact, the beginning of Gittin claims that that is the source, and last week said that is the source of the whole institution of Eidech HaNem Beisurim, is the pasuk in the end of Parshas Mitzorah, where it says, B'sofra law, and the Gemara in Dafayim Beis comments, B'sofra law, Li Atzma, The Zava is namenis to say on her own that she did the bedikas to Shimon Akim. If you would say you need two kosher eidim, so what do you mean? You have to have two men when the woman makes a bedika? That's ridiculous. Of course you don't need. So the pasuk, so Tosfos learns that that's what the pasuk teaches us. Misafra lo liatzma, that this is the principle of Eirecha Nem and Bisum. This is the mocker for the din of Eirecha Nem and Bisum. We assume Eirecha Nem and Bisum is Nem and even applies to women. The woman herself says she made the bedikah Shimon Akim. So that's a question. That's not Adam Nem and Alatzma. When the woman says Tameyani, I'm a Nida, that's not based on Adam Nem and Alatzma Yosim and Meyish. That's a Nemonis for everybody. That's Eirecha Nem and Bisum. So can you even back out Aldea Maslo? If you have two Eidim testify in Nefashis HaMominis HaDavash HaBierva, then they back out of the Amasla. That's a Gemara in Sanhedrin that you don't accept the Amasla. They say, Kim Shigin Shuvin HaChoyzer Magid. So what's the din? The Gemara has on the bottom of Daf Chav Beis and Aleph, that this was a deal between Rabbi Shmuel. This was a Shaila. Halacha L'maisa we paskin that you can even back out of the Amasla from Erech Adem and Bisurim, despite the fact that it's not Adam Neman Alatzmo, that Eidechot is Neman to everybody. But the Gemara says, Afilohachi, even though Rabbi answered Shmuel that he can back out Aidea Masla, so the Gemara, Afilohachi, the second line from the top of Chabbeis and Mesla, Ovet Shmuel, Ulibin Avshei, once his wife, he came home from Yeshiva, and his wife says, Tameani, and then the next day she said, Tahoirani, and she gave an Amasla, why she told the lie yesterday. So Shmuel didn't want to rely on the Pesach of Rav. Even though he originally asked the Shaila of Rav, he thought that he's going to be kofuf to his Pesach. And then he chazed it 40 times. Just to make sure he doesn't forget it. It's a midas chasidus natu. That's what they quote in Yerudim. Mikar din we paskin. Whatever Eidech and Amin Bissam, he can back out Adi Amaslo. But it's a midas chasidus, maybe there's room to be machmer. Yeah. So if a woman says, if we don't know who the woman is, and she says, Nizkadashti, and then she says, Vinizgarashti, that's Hapeshasar, Hapeshiitim. Because as far as we're concerned, she's probably single. And that's a machlekes Rashi and Taisviz, whether she has to say it, Terkede Dibur. The Machabe quotes Yeshavim Yeshavim, two opinions. Migul Mafreya Layamim, Peshasar Mafreya, that's a machlekes Rashi and Taisviz. There were several samachrainim that Pischit Shiva quotes. Samachrainim on a pasuk like Rashi, that apeshas apeshehita, you don't even eat terkedei dibur. Even if she gives a peshehita a month later, is also good. If she gives an amaslo to back out from the avi anavshe, so that the Mishnah says that that's good. Yeah, Mishnah is like that. That's lecholadays, you back out. If it back out from an echdem misurim, that's a machlekes Rabbi Shmuel. But if you back out from a Shabi Hanav, Shechaticha Disura, the woman says, Niskadashti, that's really a Dov Shebiyavish. She should not be Neman, special Nemanus of Shabi Hanav, She Adam Neman Alatzma. So there, everyone agrees that you can back out Al Yidei Amasla.
You can't back out of Hodas Baldin, can you?
Yeah, Mishnah is in the last perk. You can back out from Hodas Baldin, Al Yidei Amasla. Yeah. I used to own a field, and now someone else owns the field. And you come and you ask me, and the other fellow's selling it. You come and you ask me, is it a good idea to buy the field? I used to be the owner. I say, yeah, I had a lot of hanoah, everything, it's a good field, everything is good. And then, and I agree, I recommend that you should buy the field. And then I sign on the shtar. The one who bought it from me is selling it, I sign on the shtar. And then I bring you to it in Torah, I say, the field was stolen. The other guy sold it to you, stole it from me. So why did I recommend that you should buy it? Well, I gave him an Eitz Hashem Hugenis. So the Mishnah says it was an Eitz Hashem Hugenis. Hashem in Nochli, Arishan Kosha Himena. The other guy was absolute a murderer. He was a gangster. He was from the mafia. If I'm going to bring him to a Dintor, he's going to kill me. You're a nice yeshiva guy, so I know you're not going to kill me. So I recommend that you should buy the field from him. And now I'll come with a Dintor and I'll be able to prove that the field was stolen. I'll get it back from you. So that's a machlag to Satanoim, whether that's a valid Amasla. But if there would be a valid Amasla, all the Tanoim agree. That's on the list, Perik and Ksubis. All the Tanoim agree. You can back out Al Yidei Amasla from a Shabi Anav Shechaticha Di Surah. That's the mission of the Gemara here. This Kadashti Anchor Beis Amaralim. She backs out Anoshim Shein Mehugonim. Or you can back out from Hedoz Baldin. And the deal with Rabbi Shmuel is whether you can back out Adiyah Masla from Eidech and Nem and Beisurim.
If it's Kamea Eidim, so why does the Masla work?
That's the Alocha? Okay. A Masla works. Okay. Good question. Good question. That's the Alocha. That's Beferish, that a Masla works. Yeah. So the Mishnah wanted to mention the din of Pesha Asa Pesha Yitir. The woman says, Niskadashti. Then she says, Either Turkey the Dibra, not necessarily Turkey the Dibra, Nizgarashti, Shapesha, Shapesha, Eitir. That's the Nemonis here. First, the Gemara thought, how do you know there's a, what's the Pasuk in Chumash? Minayla Pesha, Shapesha, Eitir, Minatur. Where's the Pasuk in Chumash? Rabbami says, right after the Mishnah, Chabbeis, Amiram. So Gemara dug up a Pasuk. Gemara says, it's common sense dictates like that. Avada Pesha, Shapesha, Eitir. Gemara says, you don't even need a Pasuk. Lomali cross, Svarahu. Some things that are so compelling, you just don't need a pasuk at all. Must be the pasuk goes for something else. The Gemara will rarely say that. Lama likra svarum. Very rare the Gemara says that. So that. You see from the Gemara that svara makes it in there. I say you don't need, to the extent you don't even need a pasuk. Right. That's why they always at sign whenever the Gemara says iboy same akra iboy same svara. So on the Gilyon, on the side, on the Masoros HaShas, they'll always refer you to the Tosfos in Shavuos, where Tosfos is bothered with Akasha. How can the Gemara say, "He boy same akro, he boy same asvara"? If it's a boy same asvara, so akro lomali svarahum. What do you need a pasuk for? How can it be he boy same akro? If it's such a svara, so what do you need a pasuk? So Tosfos says the svara apparently is not so compelling. If the svara is absolutely compelling, then you don't need a pasuk. Sometimes the svaras are not so compelling. Other Amoraim can disagree. Not so muchrach. That's what we mentioned. Avsad Yigoyen writes in Emunas Hodeis, if he has Takasha, he's bothered with Akasha, Efrek Takasha. Why did the Rebbeinu Shlom have to make a Gilu Shechina in Maimon HaSinai? Ato Haresa Ladask, Hashem Holokim, Ein Oid Melvadei. He showed that there's only one God. We could have proved it logically. We could have had a philosophical, logical proof that there's only one God. That God exists and there's only one God. So he says, Enechanami, there was no need for Gilui Shechina, but there are those who are going to Dingzach. Even though you can prove it logically and philosophically that there is a God and there's only one God, but there are Pikursim who are going to Dingzach. So the Ribbono Shel Olam had to make a Pasuk, Lomali Kross Svarahum. Even though it's a Svar, but they're people, there's room to Dingzach. That's why the Ribbono Shel Olam had to make a Gilui Shechina. So the Mishnah wanted to tell you the Din, Chabbeis HaMalaf, HaPesha Asa HaPesha Hite, whether by the woman who says, Niskadashti. And then she says, Avon is garashti either, yetuk de dima, not tuk de dima. So the Mishnah gives another case of apesha asa pesha yitir, which is only on the level of the Rabbanan. That's on Yud Ches on the base. On Kiyum Ashtar. On the level of the Raisa, the din is what Rish Lakish said. On Yud Ches on the base. Eidim achsimim al ashtar, nasa kemishe nechkura eidusan bebezin. Means that in the Torah there's no need for Kiyum Ashtar. The Malver produces a shtar that says the Lobo owes him $500,000. And the loiva screams, Mezuyav, so in our Torah, we don't care what the loiva says. The malva collects the money, and there's no need for kiyum. Why not? That's what Rish Lakish said. Eidim achsim al ashtar, nasa kemishin nechkreg dusim bezin. That's Moshe Lamad Davadayma. The malva comes to bezin, and he brings two witnesses that he lent the loiva $500,000. The loiva says the witnesses are lying. So of course you don't believe the loiva. He says the witnesses say that he borrowed the money. He says he never borrowed the money. So the Gemara says, if he would have said paraiti, he would have been believed. Milva peh. That's one of the two differences between milva peh, milva bishtar. Milva bishtar, shibin nechasim. You can collect from the lekuch, it's milva bal peh, there's no shibin nechasim. The other difference is, in the Mishnah, in the end of Bava Basra, the other difference is the loy v'nem at the tiny parua. So if he tainis parua on a milva bishtar, he's ain't an emma because shtocha b'yodim aboy. The fact that the mal is still holding on to the shtar, that's a hechocha brura, that's a rai brura. That the loiva didn't pay. But if you have the milbal peh, the loiva would be believed to say, paraiti. So if the loiva, if the malva brings Edom, and the Edom say he lent money, and the loiva says it's a lie, the Edom are lying. So we don't believe the Edom that, we don't believe the loiva that the Edom are lying. The Edom just say lova, they don't know whether para or para. If the loiva would have said paraiti, it would have been believed. But he didn't say paraiti. He said loy lavisi. So the Gemara says you put two and two together. Kalhoim loy lavisi, kaim loy paraiti dami. If he never borrowed the money, he never paid back. And the Edom say that lava. He says, Loi Lavisi. He said, don't believe him when he says Loi Lavisi. The Eidim contradict him. And he made a Haidos Baldin that Loi Paraiti, Kalaim Loi Lavisi, Kalaim Loi Paraiti Dom. If he says, I never borrowed it, so of course he never paid it back. So in that case, he's Chayv to pay back. So if the Loi, but if you have Eidim Balpeh, you have a Mul Balpeh, and the Eidim come and they testify that the Loi borrowed $500,000, the Loi cannot say the Eidim are lying. That's what Hados Eidim is all about. So who are the Nami over here? The Malva comes with the Shtar. Shtar has Chasimus. So the Levitainus, the Shtar is Mazuf. That's like looking at the Eidim straight in the eye and saying that you're lying. So the Lev is not Nemet to say that you're lying. So the Lev is not Nemet to say that the Shtar is Mazuf either. When a Torah, Eidim Achsim al Shtar, you don't need Kiyum. The whole need for Kiyum is only Midir Rabbanim. That's the context where the Gemara quotes this in Gittin of Gimel Amar Aleph. That the need for Kiyum Shtar is only Midir Rabbanim. Question is, what's the nature of the din of Kiyum Shtaris? Is it that the Loive is believed to Taina Mizuyev? The Loive has the manas to say Mizuyev. And then the Malva has to make Kiyum Ashtar. Yeah, we mentioned because Kiyum Shtaris is only Midir Rabbanim, that's why there are a whole bunch of kulas. One of the many kulas is that you can do Kiyum Shtaris Loive Bifnei Baldin. If it would have been really needed minatara, then you would require Kabbalah Seidus Bifnei Baldin. So the din is you can make a Kiyum Ashtar even Shalai Bifnei Haloiva. It does not be in the presence of the Loiva, because the whole need for Kiyum Ashtar is only Midir Rabbanan. Pashta says that not. Yeah, we don't hold like that. Yeah. I don't know. All the Pashtus and all the Gemaras is not so. That the need for Kiyum Ashtar is only Midir Rabban. Yeah. So this is a Dion Rabbarach Be'er has this Dion, Rabbi Moshe Feinstein has this, and the Rabbi Zalman Meltzer has, and Evan Ozel, all from the same generation. They have a whole discussion, what's the nature of this Din? That if the Loiva says Mezuyev, then the Malva has to make Kiyum Ashtar. Is it if the loy b'tayna is mezuyev, so they gave them manas to the tayna of mezuyev? Or no, he doesn't even have to open his mouth. The chacham made a takana that a shtar sheni mekuyim is considered chaspa b'yalma. It doesn't have the status of a shtar. What's the difference? Bottom line, when the loy says mezuyev, they have to have kiyum ashtar. So the shad is, what if it will be the reverse? Let's say the malba has a shtar mekuyim. It says the loiva owes him $500,000. Then the loiva has a shaver, she'ena mekuyim. The loiva has a shaver, she'ena mekuyim, that says that he paid the debt. That $500,000 that he borrowed a year ago, that he paid it a month ago. He paid the money. And then the malva says that the shaver is mezuyev. So the malva says the shaver is mezuyev to be motzi mamon from the loiva. Once the loiva, he's going to tie the mezuyev in order to get him to pay the $500,000 again. Normally, the loiva tie is mezuyev lahachzik. I say the shtar the malva produced is mezuyev. I don't owe him any money. I'm holding on to the money in my bank account or in my mattress, wherever he keeps his excess money. And he says, I don't want to surrender my money. So they gave the money to the loiva to tie the mezuyev because he's muchzik on the money. What if it be the reverse? The malva has a shtar mekuyim that the loiva owes him $500,000. Then the loiva produces a shoiva she'ena mekuyim, and he says, I paid the money already. So do you say the malva has namonis to taina mezuyev? That doesn't make any sense. He can taina mezuyev lahotzi mamon from a muchsak. That doesn't. If you need the tainas haloiva, the chachamim said, if the loiva tainas mezuyev, he has namonis, then it doesn't make sense that the malva, they gave the malva namonis the same mezuyev to be motzi mamon for the muchsak. But if you say the nature of the din is that a shtar she'ena mekuyim, no one has to tie the mezuyev. The takanas chachamim was because they saw over the generations the reason why einem achsim al shtar nasa gimishin nech grei dusin ebezen. The reason why kim shtaris is only needed midir abanan is what Rashi wrote in the beginning of the Gittin of Gilman Malaf lochatzi finish l'ziyufei. So over the generations, the chachamim saw that people have more and more chutzpah. The Mishnah says that bikvus of the mishicha. And in a generation when Mashiach will come, there'll be more chutzpah than an earlier generation. That's what the Rishonim say. In every generation, you have all the simanim of Bias HaMashiach have been fulfilled already. We don't understand how come Mashiach still didn't come. chutzpah you have, every generation has more chutzpah than the generation before. So we don't understand. Okay. So that's a major discussion. What's the nature of this din that midirabbanon the loive can tie him mizuyef? So he can tie him mizuyef for the hachzik the mamim, but the malva can't tie him. Wouldn't make sense. The malva should tie him mizuyef against the shayver. That doesn't make sense. But if you say the takanas chachamim was that any shtar sheini mekuyim is not a shtar. Shtar only has the tokef of a shtar. Only has the power of a shtar. If it'll be a shtar mekuyim, then it doesn't make a difference. But it's the shtar halvoya that the malva is tovea money. And the loiva wants the same mizuyah, for it's the shayva that the loiva produced. And Malva says that is mizuyah, they still owes him the money. So this is a discussion in Tosfos later. The Rosh Yeshiva have this discussion, Rabbi Zalman and so on. Rabbi Zalman is famous for this. Not everything that he has in the Sefer is so popular, but this one piece is famous for Devon Ozzel. This is a gigantic Tosfos. You can't miss it. Tzadik Beis Amid Beis. It takes up almost the whole Amud. So based on the days, at the end of that thesis, they have this discussion. That the shtar shein and mekuyim is meaningless or no? Shtar shein mekuyim, the loive has nemonis to taina mezuyev. And if the loive doesn't taina, would bezin taina mezuyev on his behalf? The thesis says probably not. If the loive taina is mezuyev, then he has nemonis. Bezin wouldn't taina mezuyev because it's a milsul lo shchicha. Ziyev is a milsul lo shchicha. Yeah.
Why can't we just say that the Malva is coming and
the Loiva doesn't say Mizuya? Why do you think it's a complicated situation? Well, if the Loiva doesn't say Mizuya, if the Bezin says, what do you say about the Shtar Halvor? So if he doesn't say Mizuya, so Hoidos Baldin, Shtika Goido, that the Shtar is a valid Shtar.
Even though it's
otherwise, he'll jump out of his skin. What kind of a Shtar? The whole thing is Shekhev Echozo. If he doesn't scream, so Shtika Goido.
So even if you say without
kiyum,
it's
kachalama, but if he's more there, he just made the kiyum. By his haidah, by his shtika kaidah, he made the kiyum. That's exactly the diyun. Does a shayva need a kiyum? The maba has a shtar mekuyim that the loiva owes him $500,000. Then the loiva has a shayva she'ena mekuyim. So can the malva taina mezuyev and be motzi mamon from the loiva? They say no. The loiva can tie the mezuyah against the shtar alvoa because the loiva has the money in his bank, in his pocket. He's muchzak on the money. But over here, you want the malva should be nemet to tie the mezuyah to be moitzi mamon from the muchzak. That doesn't make any sense. If tainus mezuyah is the chacham gave an amanis, if he tied the mezuyah. So then it doesn't make sense to say the malva should be able to tie the mezuyah against the shayver, l'hotzi mamon from the loiva, from the muchzak. But if you say they made a takon, a shtar sheni mekuyim is not a shtar. So it wouldn't make a difference whether it's the shtar halvo or the shayva. Every shtar has to have a keel.
Regarding what Eliyahu, doesn't
Devin
also say
mother, the machlekes mother, the shtar ksadol? So I'm dependent on that. Yeah. Devin also claims it's a machlekes in the Gemara, right? So another example of a pesha osa pesha hit there, the example in the Mishnah.
What's their maskana?
Who's maskana? The Taisus on Tzadik, where is it? It's like based on the days. Has two opinions about this. Tosfos has two opinions. Does the loiva have to taina mezuyef? And if the loiva is not alive, then Bezin should say taninan. So Tosfos says, you wouldn't say taninan on mezuyef because it's a milsa de lo shchicha. And Tosfos has a klal from Bava Basra Daf Ayin that you don't say taninan on a milsa de lo shchicha. Or should you say, no, you don't need any taina? The Chachamim made a takana, shtar sheini mekuyim is not a shtar. Doesn't have the status of a shtar. So even if the loiva doesn't tie the mezuyev, but if the loiva is shosek, so then he says shtika koidah. He made a haidah spaldin. The shtar is valid. He made a kiyum with his haidah, but the loiva died. Now we hold him by the yoshim. The yoshim don't know anything. Their shtika doesn't mean anything. Their father was in business. They don't know whether the father owes money. Does know any money. So he can't say shtika koidah on them. Normally, say Tanina, whatever Taina the father could have advanced, the Bezin should advance on behalf of the Yisayim. So Tesis comes up with a Chiddush. They claim it's a Gemara in Bar Basra Daf Ayin that you don't say Tanina on a Milsa de lo Shchicha. And then they think that Taina is Mezuyev, that a man should forge a star, that's a Milsa de lo Shchicha. Rashi said that's the reason why Eidem Achsim Alashat Nasek and Mishnech Grey Dusan and Bezin. Why do you say that the shtar is made on itself, that it's not mezuyev? So Rashi said, because lachotze finish lezuyufe. Whatever is probably the case is included in the Haggadah Seder of the shtar. Like Tosfos said in Gittin Daf Dalam and Aleph, that mistama hakol behech shenasa. How do you know what that, let's say, Eri Chasima signed on a get. Eri Chasima signed. All they know at the time that they sign is the husband expressed an interest in divorcing his wife. Then the husband later on gives the get to his wife a month later in California. They're not there. The Eidim could have already died before the get is given over. So we say it doesn't matter. The shtar is made that the get was given in the presence of two kosher Eidim. As Tosfos says, you need Dabshe B'Yevon, needs Eidus L'Kim Adover. So the shtar of the get is made that the get was handed over Kedas V'Kaloche. It wasn't L'Gidach Magabi Karka, and it was given in the presence of two Eidim Messiah. Otherwise, it won't be a valid get. Every shtar is made on itself that it's kosher. If there's Tvisas Balashtar, and the Balashtar claims that that's what happened, Balashtar says everything was done Kedas V'Kaloche, so then the rav is that it's probably so. So because Mr. Makol Be'ech Shanasa, so that too is included in the Haggadah Seder of the shtar. Fine. So the Mishnah Yudches Amid Beis gives another example of a Pesha Osar who a Pesha Hitir. The Malva has a shtar, Sheinim Bekuyim. The Loeva says that it's Mezuyev. I don't know who you are. I never borrowed any money from you. So the Halacha requires Kiyum Ashtar in order that the Malva should be able to collect. So the Eidim come and they say, Ksav Yadeinu who's there. Nachon, we remember signing the shtar. At the time that we signed, we weren't yet bar mitzvah. So the Mishnah says there are only them on him to say Ktanim Hayinu Psul Eidus Hayinu. If ain't Ksav Yadam Yotzim Yemokam Acher. So it's a pesha osa, a pesha hiter. If not for the Eidim saying Zek Sav Yodeinu, the Malva doesn't have a case. The case doesn't get off the ground. So it's only because the Eidim says Kav Yodeinu who's so that's a pesha osa, a pesha hiter. So they would be them on him to say Avoktanim Hayinu or Kroivim or Psul Eidus Hayinu. Fine. So that's the Mishnah. That if Ksav Yodim Yotzim in Malkam Acher, they have no pesha osa. If ain't Ksav Yodim Yotzim in Malkam Acher, then they have a pesha osa. So the Mishnah gave three examples of this story. One example was a Ketanim Hayinu, Psul Eidus Hayinu, Aval Anusim Hayinu, three cases. So what does it mean, Anusim Hayinu? The whole story never happened. We don't know anything whether the Halva ever happened. Anusim Hayinu. What kind of Anusim? So the Gemara says there are two kinds of Anusim. Anusim Hayinu Machmas Maman, or Anusim Hayinu Machmas Tefoshes. Did the Malva threaten to kill us if we don't sign the Shtar? So, because nefesh is doicha kol atar kula, because nefesh is doicha the iser of giving edu sheker also. Because nefesh is doicha the iser of giving edu sheker. So they come and they say that we signed b'sheker because he threatened to kill us. So if they say anusim hayinu machmas mamun, we took a bribe. He offered us a bribe $1,000. We should sign a shtar that the loy was the mal by $500,000. So if they would say anusim hayinu machmas mamun, that's an avera. So we would say ein ana meis matz marosh. We wouldn't believe them if they said anusim hayinu machmas mamun. But if they say anusim hayinu machmas nefashes, so they're not saying that they did any avera. So then they should be believed. So the Gemara had two versions of this distinction between anusim hayinu machmas mamun, where they're saying that they did an avera ein ana meis matz marosh, as opposed to anusim hayinu machmas nefashes, but they didn't do an avera. So the two versions were. Does this distinction, Rami Bachama said, a difference between Anusim Achmas Mam and Anusim Achmas Mufashas, was he talking with a Peshasa or without a Peshasa? The first thing, Gemara thought, what's the din of Ein Anames Mats Merosha? What is it based on? So when the Gemara formulates the din in Sanhedrin and other places, the Gemara formulates the din of Ein Anames Mats Merosha, the Gemara words it like this, Adin Karabet Salatzmo. Bein on a meis matzmei rosha means whenever a karav is pasal eidus, adam karav eitz alatzma. Of course, ain't on a meis matzmei rosha because adam karav eitz alatzma. Yeah, but sometimes we have a case where there's neman is a fellow's neman even though he's a karav. What would be an example? A peshos a peshita. Peshos is not a neman is a veidim. Peshos is a psanu neman is. That's a svara the gemara. A peshos or a peshita. So on a peshos, do you say that the person? You would say in a case of a peshasa that a korev is ain't a neman. No, peshasa peshita is a different nemanis. There's a din kreivim on that nemanim, and mamanis, and the fashis, and davashabiyavar, Kroivim are not believed. But here it's not an emunus of Shnei Edim. It's not an emunus of Edis that you say Kroivim are not an emunus. It's an emunus of Peshas HaPeshahiter. So even Kroivim are also an emunim. So the first version of the Gemara was that this distinction between Anusim Hayinu Machmas Manu versus Anusim Hayinu Machmas Nefashas is talking about a case where it is Ksav Yadim Yotzim B'Makam Echa. You made the Kiyam Ashtar without them, where there is no Peshah Asa. And if they say, so if they're going to say Anusim Hayinu Machmas Mamin, we can't believe what they say because Eidon HaMeis Ma'atzmei Roshim. But if they say Anusim Hayinu Machmas Nefashas, then they're not saying that they did an Aver, then we would believe them. So Gemara says it can't be. That cannot be correct. Because we have a klal kim shehigid, shuv ein achozer magid. And you shouldn't tell me that kim shehigid only applies higid bal peh, but if the Edom signed a shtar, it's higid b'shtar, kim shehigid doesn't apply. The Gemara says, no, that's what Rish Lakish said. Edom achzim al ashtar is a hagodah sedus. Now it's a commission nechgur gudusim ebezen. That's the same status of hagodah sedus. So it should also be subject to the rule of kim shehigid, shuv ein achozer magid. So the Gemara says it cannot be that the Edom sign a shtar, and we say a shtar includes a Haggadah Seiris on itself, that the Edom were kosher, and they're telling the truth. The shtar is made on itself, that it's an authentic shtar. And now they're going to come Baal Peh, and they're going to say, on this Mayina Machmas Tefashis, the whole story never happened. So the Gemara says that'll be Chozer Magad, Kim Shigit Shimon Chozer Magad, and it does apply even to Edis Bishtar, not only to Edis Baal Peh, even to Edis Bishtar. So it cannot be that Rami Bachama's distinction, whether it's Anusim Achmas Mamen, then they're not Nemanim, because they ain't on a Mes Matzmei Rosha, and Manusim Ayinim Achmas Voshes, they're not saying that they did any Rishas. It cannot be that this distinction applies in the case. What is Ksav Yadim Yotzim Mimokam Acher? If Ksav Yadim Yotzim Mimokam Acher, they can't be believed to say, on this Mayin Machmas Nefosh, it's Kim Shigin Shubin Achozo Magin. So it must be that this distinction that Rami Bachama pointed out depends whether Anus Machmas Mamin, Anus Machmas Nefosh, only applies in a case where it's not Ksav Yadim Yotzim Mimokam Acher, where they have a Pesha Osar. They have a Pesha Osar, and it's a different parsha of Nemanis. It's the Nemanis of Apesha Asa. If it's the Nemanis of Edom, they don't have the Nemanis. It's Kim Shigit Shimon Achozer Magid. They signed the Shtar. They can't back out now. Of us, they have a Nemanis of Apesha Asa, Apesha Hitir, and you still, even there, you apply the rule of Eidon HaMes Matzmei Rosh. So that's a big Chiddush. That's what Rabbi Kevega points out in the Jewish Chiddush on the Gemara. You see from this Gemara, Eidon HaMes Matzmei Rosh is not because the Gemara gave a reason why, because Adam Karbe Salatzmai, they ain't on a Mes Matzmai Rosha. Rabbi Kevega says, you see from this Gemara that's not the real reason. It's not because Adam Karbe Salatzmai. A Korb is Neman by Pesha Sa Pesha Ether. And you say it's still no good. Ain't on a Mes Matzmai Rosha applies despite the fact that it's Ain't Savyanam Yotzeb in Mokamacher, and they're the whole source of information. They say Savyan, they know who's that. They're making the Kiyum. He says, you still say, even though it's a Pesha Sa Pesha Ether, he still say Ein on a Mesa Matzmai Rosha. So you see, it's not based on Adam Korbe Tzalatzmai. It's not identical with that then.
Aren't they still coming to Torah Tzedus for Kiyum Mishtar? They're still here as Eidim for Kiyum Mishtar.
Yeah.
How are we saying it's not the time to do with Eidus?
No, but the Neman is that they have to say Anusim Hayinu Machmas Mamin, that's B'Torah Pesha Asa Pesha Yiter. That's not B'Torah Tzedim. Torah Seidim, they wouldn't be believed because it's Kim Shig and Shub and Achazar Magid. They already signed the Shtar. Now they're saying, but it says in the Shtar is not true. So the Gemara says he signed the Shtar. That's a Haggadah Seidus. He can't back out. So the only reason why they should, why there's what to discuss is because it's a Shtar Sheini Mekuyim, and the Loibus says that it's Mezuyim, so you have to have a Kiyim. So the whole Kiyim is only known from them. So the whole source of information that this should have been a shtar is only from their statement. They say Ksav Yadayna, who's that? And then they say either Tech the Dibur the Taisus or not even Tech the Dibur the Rashi. They say, yeah, Ksav Yadayna, who's that? Avol, but you should know, Leb Yodua, the whole shtar is Sheker. It was on this Mayinu, Machmas Mamon. So their Nemonis to say on this Mayinu is Betoris HaPesha HaPesha Yitir. It's not Betoras Edim, because they already signed the Shtar. Now they're saying the Shtar is Sheker. So it can't be Betoras Edim, because Kim Sheigit. It's based on HaPeshos HaPeshita. Peshos HaKroivim HaNemonim there. Noshem HaNemonim, Kroivim HaNemonim. All the Psuli Edis don't apply. So Rabbi Kevega points out, you see from this Gemara, that Einon HaMes Matzman Rosh is an independent rule that exists on its own, even in a situation where Kroivim HaNemonim. It's not the way the Gemara said in Sanhedrin Daftes. Einon HaMes Matzman Rosh, because Adam Karbeitz Al Atzmai and Kroivim HaPsulim Leidis. Here Kroivim HaKosher. And HaPeshos HaPeshita Kroivim HaKosher. And you still say Einon HaMes Matzman Rosh. Rabbi Yosef Engel wrote an encyclopedia of his Chidush Torah that's called Beis HaOitzer. During his lifetime, he only printed the first two volumes, Aleph and half of Beis. It's not an encyclopedia of all Torah, it's an encyclopedia of his Chidush, of his original Chidush. And then the rest was a manuscript, and they say that after the war, the family came to look for it. It was all destroyed during the Second World War. So we don't have it. But he has on under the letter Aleph, Einon HaMes Matzman Rosh, he quotes a Yerushalmi in Zroim somewhere that's against the Bavli. Yerushalmi says that Einon HaMes Matzman Rosh only applies in a situation where Kroivim are not accepted. If it's a situation where Kroivim are them on him. So, the HaMes Matzman Rosh. And the Bavli is Beferish Faket. That's what Rabbi Kevega in the Drush V'Chidush points out. You see from this Gemara that even if it's a Nemonis, with Kroivim are them on him, you still say there's an independent rule. That's what we said a couple of months ago. Where could it be? What could the Mokka possibly be? Where is there a Mokka? The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, that's a pasuk. But if you're going to say, even in the case with Kroiv Manem on him, you still have an independent rule, where is that independent rule? So that's what I gave a suggestion. Maybe it's the Drasha. And the pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim, it says, Asher Yashin Elohim, Yishalim Shnayim L'Reyehu. So the Gemara says, Asher Yashin Elohim, Prat L'Mashiach Es Atzmo. That's the mocker of the din that Moide B'Knas is Potter. You only chayiv Knas, Yishalim Shnayim L'Reyehu, you only pay Kefal, Aganeth pays Kefal. So there he pays his mammon. He stole the mammon, he was mapsed at the bank $1 million, he give back $1 million. Then he has to pay back an additional $1 million, so the Kefal is Yosem Mimashiach Hizik. So that's already a knas. So the Gemara says that moed b'knas is not chayiv. What's the mocker? Because it says Asher Yashin Elohim. Prat HaMashiach Es Atzmo. If he admits on his own, then moed b'knas is potter. Why? Those are the words. Prat HaMashiach Es Atzmo. Einon HaMes Matzman Rosh. You only pay knas if it's nizbara to the bezdin that you did this aveira, and he's going to be mevara to the bezdin. We don't accept the hadas baldin on the fact that he did an aveira. And you can't make a person pay knas if you don't have a beer that he did some other. So the Pashto says that drasha, Prat HaMashiach Es Atzmo, that drasha is the mocker of the din. Isn't the Gemara Sanhedrin on Daf Tet, Abishakha Vikaria,
about the Neman, his Ishto isn't Nemana because she's also Ka'atzmo and Mamono is not Ka'atzmo. So the Gemara seems to be very convinced that it's a din in Kurva. It's not Karva to Mamono, but it's Karva to
You have to know Pshat and that Gemara. We may get to talk about it. Rabbi Chana Wasserman published an essay where he explained Pshat and that Gemara. The Gemara doesn't read straight anyway. It doesn't make any sense anyway, without leaving out everything that I said. It doesn't read straight anyway. So Rabbi Chana has a whole fantastic interpretation. We may or may not get to it. To explain that Gemara will take a while. But that's a strange Gemara, however you look at it. Leaving out what I said, the Gemara doesn't read straight. Yeah. So again, so the Mishnah here on Yud Ches Amud Beis gives another example of HaPeshos HaPeshita. The Edom say Ksav Yodenu Huzeh Avol Ktanim Hayinu Psuli Edus Hayinu. So they say HaPeshos HaPeshita. And if they say Anusim Hayinu, so Anusim, their mom is saying that it's Edus Sheker. So you're only Neman if you have a Peshos. If it's Ksav Yodim Yotzim Mokamach and they say Anusim Hayinu, that's the Kim Shigat Shivin Achayza Magid. Now they're saying that the Alvon never took place. So we're talking with a Pesha Asa. So the first Loshan in the Gemara was, if you have a Pesha Asa, if Eng Sav Yodim Yotzim Makamacha, the Edom have a Pesha Asa, then they want him to say Anusim Hayinu, even if they're going to say Anusim Machmas Mamin, because it doesn't bother me. Ain't on a Mes Matzmei Rosh. That's a cloud that only applies we're kroivim apsulim. Odom kar beitzel atzmon. Then the Gemara backs out. The Gemara says, not true. The Babli backs out and says, not like Rabbi Yosef Engel's Yerushalmi. That even in a case where it's a pesha, it's a pesha hitir, you still say they have not been bonim to sex anuzimayin or machmas moment. That's an independent rule, independent klal. Ein on a mesmatz mei Russia is a separate klal that even applies in a situation where kroivim anemon. So beferishin gemara.
How do we know that the drasha we had on the pasuk asher yoshiu nelavim applies to other dinim besides for klasos?
I think the way the chachamim worded their drasha, prat le mashia es atzmo, the ein on mesmatz mei Russia. So it applies whenever you want to proceed based on declaring that a person is a Rasha. So what do you want to proceed? So there you want to proceed to say, we want to make you pay a knas because you did an Avera. The moment you can pay even if you didn't do any Avera. I borrowed $1,000, my payment made a hezek. I didn't do any Avera. The moment you pay even if there's no Avera. But knas you only pay if he did something wrong. So the Pasuk says he can't accept his admission. Ados Baldin doesn't apply to Knas because Einan Emes Matzmai Rosha. So who Adinami, if he wants to declare himself as a Pasul Aedis because he's a Rosha, or he wants to declare that he's Chayv Misa, he wants to back out from the Shtar, he wants to say, Anus Mayinim Achmas Mamun, we took a bribe when we signed Aedis Sheker. So the Gemara learns that, the universal Drosha from the Pasuk. The reason why Ados Baldin doesn't work by Knas is because Einan Emes Matzmai Rosha. You can't believe a person when he says that he did an avera. So what dinami when they get to chiyav misa, when they get to chiyav malchus, when they get to pasaling leidus, and when they get to the pesha asah pesha iter, also not. The Gemara learns out that it's a universal rule, not restricted only to moed b'knas pata.
It sounds like from Rashi that even
the
derabanan kiyam is that the reason why it's not a problem of kiyam shigish and itself their magid. It's because since when it starts the Hagadah Seidus, it still is a case of a regular Eidus, when it's not Yosef, it's not Shtak Sad Yosef Mamachar. So it's still a Shayach. It's just he says it's not a problem because the first Hagadah Seidus is when they're Mekayimit, and then since it's Tokkidei Dibor, that it's not a problem of Shuvin Ochozer Magid. But still, they are doing like a regular Hagadah Seidus, it sounds like Bunker Rashi.
Which Rashi are you referring to?
The end of Kevin Shigit Shuvin Ochozer Magid.
Yeah.
And then he said, "This shall we shall have to do."
Ochana v'kivin nechassim yibishtar haynu agor editu when they sign echa behem nisu l'mekar hal v'ksav yod l'mesu matmecha shalem reyash inshem k'ne yod matmecher v'yala yisam chinon. We rely on them kulu chada hagodahi davos adibur b'chdei shelus shalom k'armel avonu nisu mayinu. Right, Rashi's own opinion is that you don't even need tekdei dibur. Okay, here he says that tekdei dibur is avarigur al nisu mayinu. Yeah.
So he seems to be saying that it's not a problem of
closer
to the
Higgin,
but it is
Hagadah Seidus.
When they say this is our signature, it seems to be saying it is Hagadah Seidus.
That's Hagadah Seidus. Good. It is. Midrabanan. That's Hagadah Seidus because Shtar Hashanim Mekuyim needs a Kiyam.
Right.
So midrabanan, there's such a Hagadah Seidus. Exav Yadenu.
Right, so wouldn't it also be true?
But the neman is that they have to say, Abalanus Mayinu, that's Betoris Pesha Asar. So Pesha Asar, you know, Kroiv Magud. Kroiv Manemanim. Pesha Asar is even a guy on his own, says. So does Zushalavichoi, so can he see him in Menu? That's the first Mishnah and the second parrot. The Mishnah says that that's a Pesha Asar, Pesha Ita. The guy's saying on himself. He is a Kurov. Every Pesha Asar is good, even though he's the Baldover himself. Pesha Asar and Didi Maminis. The guy's always saying on himself, of course he's the Baldover. So here also, the fact that they bother Dvarim shouldn't bother me. But you see from the Gemara, that's Rabbi Kaveg and the Drush Vechid, you see from the Gemara, that it's an independent, separate halacha, ein on the Mesmat Smei Rosha, based on a different mocha, not based on Adam Kor Beitzel Atzma, even though that's what the Gemara says, Adam Kor Beitzel Atzma, ein on the Mesmat Smei Rosha, that's not Meduyak, more Meduyak is our Gemara, that you see that ein on the Mesmat Smei Rosha applies even in a case where Kroiv Manem on him. Exactly. Take for example the first Mishnah in the second parak. I come up to you and I say, the field that I'm using now, the house that I'm living in, used to belong to your grandfather. So I just made a hadas baldin. It belonged to your grandfather died, your father died, it should belong to you. It should belong to you. But then I say, Aval kinisiyo mimenu, I bought it from him. So I made a hadas baldin that it belonged to your grandfather. So therefore it should lead up to our believing that it should belong to you, you should get a birusha. And then I back out, I say, Peshasa Peshita. I say, I bought it from him. I come into this and I say, I bought a house from you. I'm not Nehemiah to say I bought a house. Prove it. Whoever the Marakana is, the Muksak on the Karka. So the Muksak should win. And I say, I bought it to Sam the Toveya. I'm the Moitzi. I'm Moitzi Machabel of Haraya. The answer is, Peshasa Peshita. I'm the one who made you into the Muksak. I'm the one who said, Sarazu Shalavicho Haisa. Not for me, you wouldn't be called the Marakama. So Apesha Asa, Apesha Itir. But Apesha Asa, he's Neman Alatzmo. Mamish Adini Momin is Dinter. So Krave him Agud in Apesha Asa.
Why can't you say Krave him is like a little plug? That Apesha Asa, Apesha Itir gives someone more Nemans than you normally have. The Karuk is always possible Avis. So the Karuk here, he wouldn't be able to
pass
the
guy. Here's the Mamish Baldover, the guy saying on his own. He's saying, I own the karka. He's saying that himself. And you still say, if you have a peshasa, you're neman. Peshasa, pesha itir, doesn't bother me the fact that I don't have kar beitzel atzma. The first case in the Mishnah is a peshasa, and that's a case where he's mamish a karv. He's the baldover. So a baldover and karv doesn't bother me. So why all of a sudden over here that it bothers me, ain't on the mes mats me rosha? So that's what Rabbi Kaveg points out. You see that there must be a separate klal, must be an independent klal. It's not another application of the din that kroivim absurdum leid. Not at all. Even in the parsha of Nemanis, where kroivim on Nemanim, lamely, peshasa, you still say, it's a separate halacha.
But Rashi still explains the
Mishnah
based on the
Karuk
that Rashi explained.
Yeah, the Loshon HaGemara is like that, yeah. But you see from HaGemara that it can't be. That it's not based on. Halacha L'maisa, you see from the Gemara, it's not so.
The question I think Rebbe was about to address before when we were reading this Rashi, Rebbe mentioned a minute ago that according to Rashi, it doesn't even need to be within totally a deep word when he corrects himself.
Right.
So why does Rashi then, the Rashi read?
I don't know. It's a good question. Rashi later in the Masech, the Tosfos takes issue with the Rashi. But in Shulchan Aruch Eben Ezra, they quote this, much like this Rashi and Tosfos. The Rashi's opinion is, I just say, Apeshas, even if it's not Turkot Deidibo. How come Rashi writes over here, it has to be Turkot Deidibo? I don't know.
But this is, I've got to say, this is
closer to Higgins.
It's not
about Apeshas.
That's why
I don't want it.
That Rashi here is saying it's not a problem of
Shulchan
Aruch Eben
Ezra. So that's suggesting it's because of the Eidim who came and they said, Ksav Yodena, who's there. That the Malva has a case. Without the Edom, the Malva wouldn't have a case at all, because he produces a Shtar Sheni Mekuyim. So the Edom are the ones who say, Ksav Yodena, who's there? But then they say, Avalon Nusim Ayinu, so the whole story never happened. So Pesha Asa Peshit, so then Amonis is Betoris Pesha Asa. To say the second half, to say the first half, Ksav Yodena, who's there? That's an Amonis Medir Abonim, because you need Kiyam Ashtar. But to say the second half of what they said, Avalon Nusim Ayinu, that's Vitoris Peshasa. Peshata Kroivim are Nemanim. The Baldover himself is Neman. So Kroivim are Nemanim. So why does he need that it should be Turkot Deidibur? Peshasa Rashi Shita, you don't need Turkot Deidibur. Nigel the Mafreya, I mean, Peshasa the Mafreya Rashi Shita is that it is good.
I don't understand. How would Peshasa help you for the. Isn't that a different problem that you can't be closer to Higgins?
Yeah.
So why can't it be that Rashi is saying that you don't have a problem of chos v'higa because it's tok kedibur.
You don't need tok kedibur, but even if it's going to be a month later, they're also a month because apesha is apesha yitir.
How does that help?
It's a new nemanus of pesha asar. It's not a nemanus of hagodas edus. It's a nemanus of pesha asar.
That doesn't seem to be Rashi's thing.
The Gemara says, if the edim come now, and they say that is edus sheker, that's kim shigid shuvin achozer magid. Based on Reish Lakish, Ed Maksim Alashtar, Nasik Mishinech, Greg Dusim Bezel, that considers if he already gave Hagar to say this. So we're going to say today, he's going to back out, that's Kim Shigan Shuvan Achazimaga. You can't accept his backing out today. You can't accept Aiden, we're going to back out from what they said before. But over here, do accept it because Ksav Yodainu was there, because of the Pesha Asa. So because if he wouldn't have said Ksav Yodainu was there, the Malvi wouldn't have a case in the first place. The whole story wouldn't begin. So because the Edom on the Morim to say, Mid the Rabban, the such are going to say this, Ksav Yodein who's there. On the level of their eyes, it's irrelevant. Ksav Yodein who's there. There is no such Edis. But Mid the Rabban, they invented, when they instituted the Hashash and Mezuyev, they said, if the Lord screams Mezuyev, you have to believe him, and you need Kiyam Ashtar. So they said, there is such are going to say this, of Ksav Yodein who's there. So then when the Edom say, I will know some, you know, that's a Pesh Asa, a Pesh Ita.
If Adam
and Isma
in and
Isma to Russia
is so broad, why would the
Gemara and
Sanhedrin limit it and explain it with
Adam
Kar? It should explain.
I don't know. That's where Rabbi Kivega points out, that the Gemara and Sanhedrin is Ein Meduyuk. Our Gemara is saying halacha l'maaseh, not like the Gemara and Sanhedrin. This is a din in Shulchan Aruch, this is din. Our Gemara says, even by Pesha Asa, we're Kroiv Manem on him, he's still saying on Isma Matzma. It can't be based on Adam Kar Beitzel Atzma.
Rashi says twice
that it's based on Adam Kar Beitzel Atzma. Rashi is quoting 100 times. The Gemara Sanhedrin says like that. Adam Kar Beitzel Atzma. But you see from this Gemara that it's not based on that. I don't know why the Gemara. It's a bigger kasha from the Gemara in Sanhedrin than Rashi. The Gemara Sanhedrin is more authoritative than Rashi. Rashi is quoting the Gemara Sanhedrin.
Maybe this is related to the Raivid of Palkinan Dibura. The Raivid says a person's made about himself, then it's not a chalos edos at all. That's like a parrot speaking. So maybe if a person to find their own chalos, so that's like ain't other mismatch Russia, they can't speak about their own chalos at all.
But if he says lechiyuv, then he is neman. So how does Bob then that he is neman?
So that's not talking about his chalos, his personal status as an Adam Russia.
Yeah.
Maybe there's room to distinguish there.
To distinguish between what and what?
Between where a person's been mechayiv himself in something versus defining whether they're a Russia or not. And maybe for a person to define their chalos, there'd be less namanus in that case.
Again, I don't understand. You're asking Akasha, you're giving a teretz, are you giving a definition? Where are we up to here? I lost my trend of thought here.
Maybe according to the Rabbit says if a person gives edus about themselves, it's not considered edus at all.
Right.
So then media. So see here. So if a person is mechayiv himself in
something. But here he says Ksav Yodein who's there. So we do believe him. Ksav Yodein who's there.
Because that's not giving edus about himself. That's
okay.
Giving edus about something which.
But Tushtar, that Tushtar is authentic. That the Malvi should have the right to collect from the Lord.
If he's mechayiv himself in something, that's like that's being mechayiv himself in Mammon. But that's not giving edus about himself as a gavra. But if he's defining his chalos as a rasha, so then maybe that's not considered edus. Maybe he's not known at all in regards to that, according to the Malvi.
I don't know. Got to think about that. We're going to have to talk about the Raivid and Taisus. There's Machlek, is the Raivid and everybody else. What's the Pshat and Pagin and Ibor? So we didn't get to the Pagin and Ibor yet. Okay, we'll have to talk about it and see. Yeah?
Isn't the only thing that they're trying to do that Chazal enacted that you're supposed to do is just know who the signatures are? So,
yeah.
So why do I care if there are Anusim or anything? Once they're telling me that's their signatures, that's all we care about to do a Kim Shah.
But he has a Pesha Asa Pesha Hita. If not for his saying, Ksav Yodein who's the Mabu wouldn't have any case, because the Leiva says that it's Mezuyev. So Shtar, Shani, Mekuyim, you can't collect. So the only the only leg to stand on that the mother has is Dizei Musay, Ksab Yadein Uzeh, but they also say, Avalon Nusim Ayinah, the whole thing never happened.
But we only want to know, if there's Ksab Yadein. We don't know if there's not Mizia.
Yeah.
We know that it's not
Mizia. But they say, it's not Mizia if we signed it, but it's Eidu Sheker. So since they said it all together, Apeshas, Apeshiter, but it does have to be Turkish and Yibet together. It doesn't have to be. That's the two opinions in the Shulchan Aruch. Rashi here contradicts what he writes later. Later he says, for Peshas, you don't need Turk de Diva. But that's what the Mishnah gives you. This is an example. Peshas, Peshita. Why, you want to say it's not a Peshas? Mishnah says that it is a Peshas. Because the whole case of the Malva rests on the testimony of the Edom, that Ksav Yadein Huzeh. So if they're going to say, yeah, Ksav Yadein, Avalon Nusim Ayinah, we don't know if the whole story happened, so then they're back, they're taking back what they said. They said it's not true that the shtar is valid. It's the authentic signatures we remember signing it, but it's Eidu Sheker. We don't know that the halvo ever happened. Yeah, that's the Gemara. That if the Eidim say Ksav Yadein Huzeh, Avalanusim Hayinu Machmas Mamin, even though you have a Peshas Apeshiter, you can't accept that testimony because Ein Adam Meisim Atzmai Rosha. You can't believe what he said that it's Machmas Mamin. So here Tosis has the famous kasha. They give four different terutzim. The same Tosis appears in Sanhedrin with the kasha with the terutzim. So Tosis asks, we have a klal in the Gemara in Sanhedrin of Pagina Dibura on Daf Tesam and Beis in Sanhedrin. What does it mean Pagina Dibura? So the Gemara gives an example there. A man says, I participated in Mishkav Zohar Liritzoni. And he says, with Pliny. So Pliny is Chayim Misa. So I come together with another Eidech. We say, Pliny, Rivaani, Liritzoni. He was the Raveya. So you have two Kosher Eidim who want to give Misa to the Raveya. Then you have one Kosher Eid, the one who comes with me, together with me. I say, I was the Nirva, and it was Liritzoni. So a person is not believed on his own to give himself the death penalty. So that's for sure he's not going to get the death penalty. So the Chiddush in the Gemara is, maybe we shouldn't give the death penalty to the Raveya either. Because usually in Haggadah Seder we have a rule, Eidu Shabbat Mitzasa Bat Lakula. That's the Gemara in Bava Kamma. Eidu Shabbat Mitzasa Bat Lakula. So here if you can't accept part of the testimony, namely, Shiploni Rava Osi, so you shouldn't be able to accept the other part of the testimony that Ploni was the Raveya. So how does the Gemara say, Huvi Acher Mitzar from Lahar Goy, we can give the death penalty to the Ploni? How can you give the death penalty? You can't accept what I said, that I deserve the death penalty. So what happened to the rule of Eidu Shabbat L'Mitzasa Bat Lo Kula? So this is Akasha, all the Rishonim ask. When Rabbi says in Sanhedrin, Pagina Dibura, we split the Haggadah Seder, what we can accept, we accept, what we can't accept, we don't accept. What do you mean what you're accepting? That's an outright contradiction to the rule of Eidu Shabbat L'Mitzasa Bat Lo Kula. Punkt Hepa, Pagina Nibura, is just the reverse from what Halacha should have been, that Eidu Shabbat L'Mitzasa Bat Lo Kula. So that kasha, there are basically two terutzim, two pshatim in the Gemara. You have the Ravid's answer, and you have all the other Rishonim. And each one learns the whole Gemara differently. According to the Ravid, Gemara goes in one direction. According to the Tosfos, the whole Gemara goes in a different direction. What's going on there in the Gemara? So the Ravid's answer, that's what he said before. The Ravid's answer is that Pagin and Dibura only applies if I say Plani Rava Osi, Liritzoni. So that a person who's saying about him something about himself is a baldover, and a baldover is not posel la'edus. Kroivim apsulim la'edus. Let's say, I'll say, Plani bo alachosi yeshesish. Tosfos gives that moshel in Sanhedrin. I'll say, Plani, me and another person will testify, Plani bo alachosi yeshesish. So on my sister, I can't give her the death penalty. I'm a karev to her. But on the Plani, I want to give the death penalty. So should you accept the Haggadah Seder that I said with the other fellow on the Plani, and you can't accept what I said on my sister, and the other guy's only an Eidechad, the one who comes with me. So you don't give the death penalty based on Eidechad. So would you say Pagin and Dibur over there? We should at least give the death penalty to the Plani, who the other Eid and I both say that Plani bore Alachosi Yeshishish. So that's a big machlokes Tosfos and the Rabbi. So the Rabbi says the only time you say Pagina Dibura, that you accept that part of the Eidus that you can accept and you throw out whatever you can't accept, isn't that an outright contradiction to the rule of Eidus Shabbat Mitzvah Shabbat Lakula? So the Rabbi says it's not. If I say about Achosi, so Achoso is a Korav, is Pasal Eidus. So the fellow gave a big Hagodas Eidus, and part of it we can't accept, because it's Pasal Eidus to a Korav, so you can't accept the rest of it. You wouldn't say Pagina Dibura. If you say Pliny Baal Achosi Eshesish.
Mara says about his wife, that we accept the testimony.
Right.
What's the difference between the wife and the sister?
So the Ravid says that there's a difference, that a Baldovor is not called an Eid at all. And the Gemara had a Chiddush by a wife. Do you say my wife is a close relative of mine, so it's a Korav? They say, no, Ishti Kigufai, so it's mamish like Baldovar. So the Gemara came to the conclusion, should you say a person is related to his wife, like any other relative? So I should say, Eidush Abatlam Iksos Abatlu Kula. Or should I say, no, he's related to his wife so much, if it's Nisuin, if it's only Erisin, you don't say Ishti Kigufa. But if it's Nisuin, then you say Ishti Kigufa is considered a Baldovar. So that's the Ravid Shita. You only apply Pagina Dibura if the part of the Eidus that's being thrown out is on a Baldovar. The person is saying Pliny Rava Osi. He's saying about himself. Or he's saying Pliny Boal Ishti after Nisuin. So Ishto is Mamish Baldovar. But if he says Pliny Boal Achosi Eshesish, so then the Ravid says that'll be Eidus Shabbat Mitzvah Sabbat Lukula. And the Balei Tesis have a different teretz on the Kasha, based on the Gemara in Yesh Nechlin. The Gemara there in Yesh Nechlin draws a contrast between Chad Gufa and Trey Gufa. When do you say Eidus Shabbat Mitzvah Sabbat Lukula if you're talking about Chad Gufa? I'm saying a whole story, and you can't accept part of what I said, so then you don't accept the other half. Eidus, it's one Eidus. What if a fellow comes into Bezin and he says to the Bezin, please sit down, I have a lot to tell you. And he starts telling stories, and he says that Reuven borrowed $1,000 from Shimon, and Levi broke the window in Yehuda's house, and Yisachar smashed the window in Zvulun's house. He tells different stories. Then it turns out that he's a Korev. In one of the cases, he's a Korev. So you're going to say, but the Mitzvah, Eidus Shabbat Mitzvah, but Lakula? No, that's Trey Gufe. That's a Haggadah say. That's one Haggadah say this on Reuben and Shimon case. Another Haggadah say this on Levi Yehuda case. It's a third Haggadah say this on Yisachar and Zvulun case. Just because they rattle everything off, talk their deeper to each other, doesn't make it into one Eidus. It's
not. It's based on nothing to do with the Gufe. That's the same paper word wrong. Different
Haggadahs. Even if the same people involved, it's totally different Eidus, right? Different story, right?
Right.
Yeah, but if it's the same people involved, so if he's related to one of them, he's related in all the three different cases. Well, let's say the three different cases, Reuben and Shimon is one case, Levi Yehuda is another case, Yisachar is another case. He happens to be related to somebody here. So because he's a Korev in one case, so you throw out the Haggadah says on the other case. So the Gemara uses a Loshan in Perek Yesh Nochlin that if it's Chad Gufa, then you say Eidus Shabbat Mitzvah Shabbat Lakula. If it's Trey Gufei, then it's a different Haggadah Seidus. There's Haggadah Seidus on the case of Reuben and Shimon. Then it's a separate Haggadah Seidus on Levi and Yehuda. Then it's a third Haggadah Seidus. Even though he gives all the Haggadah Seidus toch the deeper of each other, but that doesn't make it into one big Haggadah Seidus. So therefore, that's the Rov HaRishonim give that pshat. That the reason why you're able to say Pagin on the Bur, you accept what you can accept and you throw out whatever you can't accept, that's because it's not Eidus Shabbat Miksasa. It's a different Eidus. That's one Eidus on this, a different Eidus on this.
The Gemara Sanhedrin is talking about it's Chag Gufa. You're having two people having to deal with each other. It's not Trey Gufa. It's really one person having to deal with the other person.
Right, but the two different Haggadah Seidus. One is, who is a Raveya? Raveya is Chayv Misa. And then who is an Irva? The Irva is Chayv Misa. In order to have someone Chayv Mitam Raveya, you have to have an Irva. Okay, that's Bedikas. You have to say who the person is. But they're really two different Haggadah Seidus. One is the Raveya's Chayv Misa, one is the Nirva's Chayv Misa. So you accept the Haggadah Seidus, who the Raveya is at the Raveya's Chayv Misa. Then your Bezin is going to ask, and who is the Nirva? They have to make sure it's a Zachar. If it's not a Zachar, it's not a Raveya. So you say, yeah, who is the Nirva Zachar? Me. I give a Haggadah Seidus, you drove my car on Shabbos and you Chayv Misa. But it's my car. So I'm a karev. No, I'm not a karev. That's not a karev. That's bedikas. They say, whose car did he, which car did he drive on Shabbos? So he drove my car. So you don't say, Adam Karvet Salmamayna, karev is postulated. I'm saying that Reuven is chayv misa because he drove a car on Shabbos. Then they say, which car? He said, this car happened to be my car. That's not a psul. That's a Bittoris Bedikas. I'm going to say who it is. So here also, when you say Ploni is the Raveh, they're going to say, who is the Nirva? You have to have a Zacha. Who is the Nirva? So it happened to be me. So that's Bittoris Bedikas. I get into the story. I'm in a footnote there in the story. But I'm not one of the prominent players in the case. And then I say, and I'm also chayv misa because I was a Nirva. Liritzoni. So these are two different Haggadah Seders. The Raveh is chayv misa and the Nirva is chayv misa. So then the Gemara calls it Trei Gufei. So with Trei Gufei, you say Pagina Nibur. It's not called Eidus Shebatla Mitzasa Batla Kula. It's two different Eidoyas. We accept one Haggadah Seder. The other Haggadah Seder, you don't accept. That's how the Bali HaTosfos say. That's how the Bali HaTosfos say. That's why Tosfos applies it even to the situation of Pleni Bor Alachosi Yeshesish. He would say over there also Pagina Nibur. Tosfos gives that Moshel Beferish in Sanhedrin and Aftes on the base. And the Rabbi disagrees. So the Rabbi says, in that case, it would be Eidus Shebatla Mitzasa Batla Kula. So the only time you say Pagina Nibura is when you're throwing out part of the Haggadah Seder because he's a Baldover, or because Ishto, Eftin Nisuin, is Ishto Kegufay, is also called a Baldover. But if you throw it out because he's a Karev, so then you say Eidus Shebatla Mitzasa Batla Kula.
Is it problem of Ploni Rivani Laonsi?
No, the Gemara said that's not a problem. That's a Beferish Gemara.
Still a Baldover, so why could he say that according to the Rabbi?
He's not giving up God to say this on himself at all. Yeah. He gets into the story as a footnote. He says, Ploni is a Raveya. Raveya, you have to have a Zohar and a Zohar. So Bezin says, who is the other Zohar? So he says, it happened to be me, but it was La'onsi. Okay. That's like I say, he drove a car in Shabbos, his chayim, whose car, which car? My car. I don't become a baldover there because he drove my car. I don't become a baldover because he did the avera, he had me participate with him, he forced me into participating with him. I just enabled him to do the avera, he did the avera with me, but I'm not the baldover. If I say Ploni Ravani Liritzoni, so then I'm saying I also deserve an onish misa. So I'm prominently displayed as one of the balei dvarim in the case. I'm not just a footnote. But if I say Ploni Ravani Leonsi, that's Bittoris Bedikas. The Bezin's going to ask, who was the nearest? He says, I was, but it was Leonsi. Okay, so that's not a problem of Kroivim. That's not a problem of Kroivim. So why did Tosis introduce Pagina Dibur over here? Because they're bothered with Akasha. The Gemara came to the Maskana that if the Edim who have the Peshasa Peshihita, the Edim say Ksav Yadenu, who said they make the Kiyam Hashtar, but they say Anus Mahayinu Machmas Mamin. So Anus Machmas Mamin at their money, because Einan Emes Matzmei Rosha, even though it's a different Nemonis over here, it's an Nemonis of a Pesha Osar, you can't say a person is not Nemon. Einan Emes Matzmei Rosha, even in the Nemonis, we're Kroiv Magud. Even in the Nemonis of Pesha Osar, we're Kroiv Magud, still not. So the Gemara says, so Tosis is bothered with Akasha. Okay, so we don't accept what he says, Avalanusim Hayinu Machmas Mamun. Leave out the last two words, Machmas Mamun. Believe what he said, Ksav Yadenu, who's there, fine. Avalanusim Hayinu. So we won't accept Machmas Mamun. Maybe it was Machmas Nefashis. We won't accept the Machmas Mamun. Why don't you say Pagina Dibur, the part of the Edus that we can't accept? Don't accept the part that you can accept, you should accept. So why not accept what he said? That's Tosis Kasha. Why don't you say Pagina Dibur? So Tosis gives a few terutz, and four different terutz. So one simple terutz, one of the four terutz that Tosis gives is basically their shita, that the only time you say Pagina Dibur is, like the Gemara said in Bava Basra in Pergesh Nochlin, if it's Trei Gufe, if it's Chad Gufe, then you can't say Pagina Dibur. This is Mamash Chad Gufe over here. It's not Trei Gufe. You're accepting part of the story. See, if he says Ploni is the Raveya and he's Chai Misa, and I'm the Nirva, and I deserve an Onish Misa. So that's what Tosis learned. They're two different Haggadah Seders. It's an Edus on Ploni, an Edus on me. I'm involved in the Edus on Ploni also, but Bittoris Bedikas. He's going to ask, who was the Nirva? So he's going to say, I was the Nirva. It was Laonsi, fine. So that's not, that doesn't pose a problem. He's not the Baldova there. He's a Teres Bedikas, he's saying who he was. So Taisa says in that case, there are two different Haggadah Seders, and that's the Klal of Pagin and Nibur. He can't say Eidus Shabbat Musa Shabbat Lukul. It's two different Eidus, and it's not one Eidus. Masheni can if he says, Ksav Yodenu is Avlanus Mayinu Machmas Momin. Machmas Momin is the Pirish of Avlanus Mayinu. So he can't take half of what he said and not accept it, and the other half he will accept. That's Eidus Shabbat Musa Shabbat Lukul. The only time you don't say Eidus Shabbat Musa Shabbat Lukul, if it's Trey Gufi, two different stories. One story, who's the Rebbe, one story, who's the Nirva. So you can accept the testimony, who the Rebbe is. You don't accept the other story. Like the guy comes to Bez and he says a story about Reuben and Shimon, a story about Levi and Yehuda, a story about Yisrochan and Zvulun. He tells five different stories. So you can accept one, don't accept the others. It's not one Haggadah Seder. But over here, it is the same Mamash, the same Haggadah Seder. And those Mayin and Machmas Mamin. It's one Haggadah Seder. It's the exact same thing. So instead of applying the rule of Pagin and Ibura, the other rule should apply. They can't accept anything that he said. That's a pella. Why do Tosis need four answers? That answer hits the spot. According to Tosis' definition of Pagin and Ibura, that should be the correct answer.
Eidus Shabbat Mitzvah, here, the application we're using, isn't it used usually only when you have a couple of Eidim? One Eid is apostle, and the apostle is the Kass?
No. That's a Mishnah and Makkos. That's Nimtzach and Eidim Karv Apostle. No, but that's a Mishnah and Makkos. But no, but there's a Gemara and Bava Kama. When a person tells a whole story, Ploni Gona B'Tovach U'Mochar, and then we mazim him on the Tovach U'Mochar. But he said the whole Haggadah Seder is Terkadei Dibur, Gona B'Tovach U'Mochar. So that's considered one big Haggadah Seder. So the Gemara says, Eidus Shabbat Mitzasa Bat Lo Kuli. He can't even accept what he said about the Gona because Bat Mitzasa Bat Lo Kuli. The Rush quotes the Ravid that Batam Mitzvah Bat Lukula is an extension of the din of Nimtzach Mem Karv Apostle. Otherwise, where's the Mokker? Where's the Mokker and Chumash? So the Rush and Makkos, the Rush and Sanhedrin, quotes that from the Ravid that Batam Mitzvah Bat Lukula is an extension of the din of Karv Apostle. No, but Batam Mitzvah Bat Lukula is a Gemara and Baba Kama, that there is such a Gemara. Very good. Okay, maybe we'll start Chazara. Good enough. So we did a Haskalah in the second parak. Okay. The Chazara we're going to start from Daf Yud Omer Aleph. I think the last beginning covered through Tess on the base. Yud Omer Aleph, the first topic the Gemara discusses is whether Ksuba Deraisa or Ksuba Lav Deraisa. What are the Makuris in Chumash? Ksuba Deraisa means that based on the Pasuk in Chumash. It says by Oynes and Mefata that you pay Hamishim Shekel Kesef, Kesef Yishkol Kemohar Habesulos. So the simple reading of the Pasuk is that Bizman HaTanach, Bizman Maimon HaSinai, the practice was that when a boy would marry a Besula, she would get a Ksuba of Hamishim Shekel Kesef. So because the man was Ma'anis and Mefata the girl, he did her an Avla. She's not going to be able to get a normal shidduch. Who's going to be obligated to give her chamishim shekel kesef of a ksuba? So the ma'anis or the mefata was mapsa the girl the chamishim shekel kesef. So he should pay that. So the Torah is speaking about mor habsulis. There was an institution historically of ksuba bizman matan Torah. So half of the Tanoim say there you have it. The chumash has dina based on the assumption that there is a ksuba. So ksuba is their isa. The other Tanoim say no. They agree that there was such an institution, there was such a practice, Bizman Matan Torah, but the Torah never endorsed it. The Torah never said Yimuchivtu. The Torah just said, Kesev Yishkol Kemor Habsulos. The Rabban Shalom said, one is Ma'anis and Mefata girl, because Bizman Matan Torah, that was the amount that a normal person would obligate himself to give his wife a ksuba of 50 shkolim, 200 zuz, 50 shkolim, 4 zuz and a shekel. So that's why the Torah said, the one is Ma'anis and Mefata the girl, is maps at her. She's never going to get a normal shidduch where the guy's going to obligate himself to give her the Masayim Zeus. So that's why the Torah says you have to pay Chamishim Shekel. But it doesn't say that you have to give Chamishim Shekel for a ksuba. That was the practice, that was the minig Bizman Matan, but it doesn't necessarily mean that that's a Chiyuv Derais. So this is a Machlekes Satana, where the ksuba Derais and ksuba Lav Derais. So what's the difference? Bottom line, Halacha L'Maaseh, there is a Chiyuv Ksuba, even if the husband does not does not obligate himself in the ksuba. The Mishnah says later, even though he doesn't give her a ksuba, it's a tonight bezin. That's like the Torah can impose chiyuvim. The Torah imposes chiyuvim. So the Chachamim can impose chiyuvim moment. That's called the tonight bezin. Lilva ksuba b'tor means when the Torah imposes a chiyuv, and tonight bezin means when the Chachamim impose a chiyuv, and the Rabbanan using the principle of hefker bezin hefker. So bottom line, there is a chiyuv to give ksuba. Whether or not he gives her a document, if he man and divorces his wife or he dies, the almana, the grush, is entitled to collect the ike ksuba. So what's the difference? What is the raisa or the rabbanah? The Gemara says we have a lot of kule ksuba. There are a lot of kulas with respect to collecting ksuba. So kule ksuba is all on the assumption that ksuba is lav deraisa. If ksuba would be deraisa, then you wouldn't have all these ksubas yet. So how do we paskan halacha lemaisa? So rov harishonim paskan that ksuba is lav deraisa. We pass on all the kulik suba. The kulik suba shanukan. There are a lot of kulik suba. The Ri and the Rabbeinu Tam stand out. They, the Balagatayse, but the Rosh, he quotes the Ri and the Rabbeinu Tam, pass on that suba is their Isa. Why did they decide to pass on that suba is their Isa? Because in Nusach Ashkenaz, that's what it says in the suba. I obligate myself to give my wife Masayim Zuz to Chazi Lichi Midyar Isa, which you are entitled to on the level of their Isa. That's a simple reading of the words. So the Nusach Svard Ksuba doesn't have that word. Chazi Lich Midyar Isa just said the Chazi Lich, which you are entitled to. It doesn't say Midyar Isa. So how can anybody read the Nusach Ashkenaz Ksuba other than the Ri and the Rabbeinu Tam? That's what led them to believe that Ksuba is their Isa. But we paskin ksubas love their eyes. We help from all the kulik ksuba, all the kulis. So the Rosh comes to the rescue, and the Ramo and Shulchan Aruch quotes this Rosh. He says the Rosh says there is a Gemara in the first parak in Kedushin, and the end of the next to the last parak in Masachas Pcheres is all about Pidyon HaBen. The last parak is about Maisa Behema, nothing to do with Pcheres. And next to the last parak is Yesh Bechor LeNachla, the parak about Pidyon HaBen. So it says there. Kol kesef haman bator kesef tzuri v'shal devrein kesef medina. There were two concurrent monetary systems that were running at the same time. You had in both of the monetary systems, you had a penny, a nickel, and a dime, and a quarter, and a half a dollar, and a dollar. But one was called kesef tzuri, one was called kesef medina. So the kesef tzuri, each coin was eight times as valuable as the same coin in the kesef medina system. The penny over here was eight times the value of the penny over there. And the half a dollar was eight times the value of the half a dollar, and so on and so forth. So the Gemara says, whenever the Chumash has a din, Chamishim Shekel Kesef, by Yonis and Mefata, Omeo Shekel by Moitzi Shemra, Omachtas HaShekel by every year, the men have to give a minimum of Machtas HaShekel for the purpose of purchasing the Karbon HaSibar, Shloshim Shalevit. And the Shor HaMuad kills an Abiknani, it says in Parshas Mishpatim, the Baal HaShor has to pay Shloshim Shalevit. So that's all in case of Tzuri money. Mishal Devrayan, but if the Mishnah has a din that's invented mid the Rabbanan, a din the Rabbanan, and it says an amount of money that you have to pay, so that's understood that that's Kesef Medina. That's not Kesef Tzuri. Mishal Devrayan, Kesef Medina. So how much Ksuba do you have to give? Do you have to give Chamishim Shekel Kesef and Kesef Tzuri money? If Yol Ksuba is the Raisa, it has to be Kesef Tzuri. If Yol Ksuba is the Rabbanan, it should be Kesef Medina. So that's a major difference between the two. So the Rosh says that's not correct. The Rosh says, even if one should assume that Ksuba is lav deraisa, but it's based on the Chumash, it's based on the institution that they had Bizman Matan Torah, Kesef Yishko, Kemor HaBesulis, Bizman Matan Torah, they used to obligate themselves to give 50 Shkolim a Kesef Tzuri. And that's why by us we have the Din Oynes and Mefata have to pay 50 Shkolim of Kesef Tzuri, Kemor Kesef Yishko, Kemor HaBesulis. So the Rosh quoted by the Ramon Shulchan Aruch says that the Iker Ksuba, every text of a Ksuba has three parts, three amounts of money. One is the Iker Ksuba, one is the Tosefes Ksuba, and one is the Nedunya. The Nedunya means the Nechse Tzom Barzal. Nechse Tzom Barzal means the value of all of the property that the girl brings into the marriage. She brings in jewelry, she brings in clothing and sheets and towels, and her parents bought her furniture, whatever they bought. And they gave to the girl when she got married, so you assess the value of all of this, and you write it into the ksuba. And even if years later, all the dresses are gone. The dresses that she wore when she's 20 years old, she's not going to wear the dress when she's 60 years old. Those dresses are all gone. Still, the husband, if the husband divorces her or he dies, she's entitled to collect all the three parts, the Iker Ksuba, that's the Chamishim Shekel Kesef, so the Ramah quotes from the Rosh, that's Chamishim Shekel Kesef, Kesef Tzuri. Even though we paskin that the Ksuba loved their Isa, but it's not that the rabbis invented the amount of money, and that the money says in the Chumash. But in the Chumash, it was a minig. And now the Chachamim made it into a tribe bez, and it's a din. But they took the din that's in Chumash. There's Chamishim Shekel Kesef Kesef Tzuri. And then you add on Tosefes Ksuba. The husband adds on his own an additional tremendous amount of money. Then he adds on Nedunya. He assesses the value of all of the property that she brings into the marriage. So the Rosh says that the Iker Ksuba, the 50 Shkolim, that should be Kesef Tzuri. So that's what it means. The Chazilichim Mideraisa. 200 zuz doesn't mean which you're entitled to minatur. She's only entitled midirabbanan. Ksuba is lav deraisa. When you mean 200 zuz deraisa, dechazilich midirabbanan. So we say dechazilich kama midiraisa. Midiraisa means what kind of zuz are we talking about? We're talking about zuzim of kesef tzuri as opposed to zuzim of kesef medina, the higher amount of money. So that's what the Ramah adds on, also from the Rosh. That the Mishnah says later that Almana gets mezuz. So we always assume that Meir is half the amount of Masayim. So he says wrong. Meir zuz of the Almana, that's an invention mid the Rabbanon. That's not based on any Pasuk and Chumash, never says anywhere. So Meir zuz was an invention mid the Rabbanon. Why they institute such a din? Okay. So since that was introduced by the Chachamim, that's going to be Kesef Medina. And the 200 zuz, Masayim zuz, that the Besul is entitled to, that's going to be Kesef Tzuri. So it's not twice as much. It's twice as much the number, but it's eight times the amount, because this is Kesef Tzuri. Each coin in Kesef Tzuri is eight times the amount in Kesef Medina. So the Ksuba Salmana is 1/16. Of the value of the ksuba of a psula. It's not one half, it's 1/16.
Does Rabbeinu Tam agree to that din? He just explains the ksuba differently, or is it actually machlokas about the din, about the month?
He probably does agree to the din. I think so. He thinks, he's convinced that the ksuba is deraisa. Ksuba is deraisa. It's called kol kesef hamamatar, kesef tzuri. I would think he does agree. The chidah derosh says, even though we hold ksuba is derabanan, but it's based on a pasuk in Chumash. The pasuk in Chumash talking about kesef tzuri. The almana is a ksuba. That's not based on a pasuk.
But by ksuba almana, everyone makes
it. Yeah, right. Right. That's on Shulchan Aruch. It says that it is kesef medina. Right.
Tosus says that ksuba almana is also kesef tzuri.
That would make sense. Okay. So that you can say either way. That's open for discussion. The Ramah paskins that by Ksuba Salmana it's 1/16 at Kesef Medina. It would have made more sense to say that it's half the amount. So those are the 2 days in the Tosfos, right? Right. There's a Rambam, the Rambam paskins that Ksuba is lav deraisa. So it's a strange Rambam we mentioned in the beginning of Hilchos Ishus. The Rambam gives you the Minyan Amitz. In the beginning of the Mishnah Torah, the Rambam wrote, by way of introduction, he wrote the Sefer HaMitzvos. And then he has the Minyan HaMitzvos B'Ktzora. After he wrote Sefer HaMitzvos in Arabic, then he gives you the Minyan HaMitzvos B'Ktzora, which apparently he wrote, and he gives you in Hebrew. And then before every section in the Rambam, for Hilchos Shabbos, and before Hilchos Lulav, and so on, so he tells you how many mitzvahs saseh, how many mitzvahs lo saseh, how many mitzvahs will be covered here. The whole purpose of learning the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is to learn all the 613 mitzvahs, to know which are the 613 mitzvahs, and to know all the details. So the Rambam writes, and when he's listing off the mitzvah saseh in the beginning of Hilchos Ishus, he says, Lisa Isha, b'ksuba v'kiddushin. It's a mitzvah to get married. Rambam holds two distinct mitzvahs. One mitzvah, pirah v'rivya, is a separate mitzvah. And then there's a separate mitzvah, is to get married, k'igach ishisha. Lisa Isha, b'ksuba v'kiddushin. So what does he mean, b'ksuba? But the Rambam holds that ksuba is lav deraisa. So what does he put in the word ksuba into the definition of the mitzvah of getting married? So Leitchik thought it doesn't mean ksuba, the amount of money. Ksuba means the shibudim of sher ksus v'yayna. That the Rambam, the Gemara quotes machlekes ha-meir abyuda, where the master mashkos v'tor b'davishim imamim t'noi kaim anat. Let's say a man marries a girl, says, harei ha-mekudesh esli almanos, Shein loch alai share exus, that you have no claims against me for supporting you or buying food or clothing for you. I don't want to have the chiyuv. So Rameir says, Masa mashkas batorah tanai batul. The kedushin is chala and tanai is not valid. And we don't pass like Rameir. Rameir, Rabbi Yehuda, Alach Rabbi Yehuda. We pass like Rabbi Yehuda. B'dov shem imam and tanai kayim. So the Rambam writes, true. If a person marries a girl and says, Hare mekudesh isli amarav she'en loch alai, share exus, so she won't have any claims against him. But when he marries that girl, he won't be in fulfillment of the mitzvah of Lisa Isha. The mitzvah to get married is Lisa Isha b'ksuba b'kidushin. Ksuba means shibud ksuba. There should be shibudim or sheksus v'yayinim. So the usage of the term ksuba and the Rambam there is probably not the same as the Loshan and the Gemara. The Gemara talks about the ksuba deraisa lav deraisa, talking about the chiyuv to give the masayim zuz, the 50 shkolim. Is that deraisa derabbanan? And a couple gets divorced, or the husband divorces the wife. The fact that he has to pay the Hamishim Shekel Kesef is that the rise of the Rabban. But the Rambam writes in the beginning of the introduction to Hilchos Ishus, Lisa Isha B'Ksuba B'Kedushin, it doesn't mean to give her a Ksuba. To give her the document, that's only with the Rabban. It means, B'Ksuba means that there should be Shibudei Sheer Ksus V'Yoina.
Shibudei Oina, he has. Maybe the Rambam, that would be enough. Because the other part is still Dovah Shibam. In other words, really saying that Rama means you have to have all the shibudim and you can't make a tanai on the others.
You can make a tanai. The tanai will be valid, but you won't be in fulfillment of the mitzvah. So you're suggesting maybe it only goes on the shibudei ona. Okay, could be. Rav Soloveitchik didn't go into the details. He just thought that even though the Rambam says that tanai is valid, but you won't be yotze the mitzvah. So you say maybe it will be yotze the mitzvah. And the only oina is crucial to the definition of issues. The sheer exus maybe is not so crucial. Okay, could be. It's room to discuss. Yeah. What are the other two parts of the ksuba? The document, as we have said, the three parts. One is the ik ksuba, which is very little. Ik ksuba is 50 shkolim. Pidyon haben is 5 shkolim. So whatever pidyon haben is, this is 10 times pidyon haben. And then the second part to the ksuba is tosefes ksuba. The husband, the chas nadzan, an amount of money, not corresponding to anything. He loves the girl, so he says if he divorces her, he's going to add on meya zakuk in kesetzov. How much is each zakuk? So the Vilna Gaon quotes, each zakuk is the value of 15 times pidyon haben. So it's way more than the whole. The ik ksuba is only 10 times the pidyon haben. Here you're obligating yourself to sefes ksuba, you're obligating yourself to give 200 zakuk in each zakuk. Is 15 times the value of pidyon haben. And then the third part is the tosefes ksuba, the second part. And the third part is the nedunya. We assess the value of all of the property that she's bringing into the marriage, again, as mea zakuk in kesef tzor. Then we write at the end, sach hakol masayim zakuk in kesef tzor. So this is in the Sefer Nachal Shiva. He quotes a machlokes achrayim. How do you add this up? The masayim zakuk in kesef tzor, you didn't add it up. You have to add up the first and the second and the third. So the first was Masayim Zuz, and the second was Mez Kukin, and third is Mez Kukin. Just added on the second and the third, what happened to the first? So some Achronim say, Anachinami, when we write Sachakol Masayim Zukukin, we mean the Sachakol of the two things that we're adding, the extra things, the Nedunya and the Tosefes. That's Sachakol of 200 Zukukin Kesef Tzorov. But in addition to that, he's also Mechayev to give the Ikek Zukukin. And other Achanim say no, that once we added on so much Tosefes and so much Nedunya, it doesn't even correspond to reality. You added on so much, when Lebesof, if the couple gets divorced, and the husband dies, she comes to collect, she collects only the 200 Zukukin, and the rest is absorbed. The 50 Shkolim, which is 10 times Pidyon Haben, that's assumed to be included in this. Sachakom is some total of everything, Mesayim Zukukin. Everything is included. So that's a machlokes halacha lemaisa. Is it included or not? Yeah. What's the din? Ksuba is a takana de rabbanon. That's what we assume. And even if he never gave her a document, the ksuba is still binding. That's what we call the tanai bezin. So what do you say if a couple had erisim? As man as that never happens. But until the days of the goyim, they used to have erisim. Then they waited a year, or sometimes a little more, sometimes a little less. And then they would do nisuin a year later. So what if the husband dies or he gets divorced in the middle of erisin? Is there also a tanai bezin? that the husband is obligated to pay the ikar ksuba, even though he never led up to a nisuin. So that's a suffix in the Gemara in Bava Metzia, the end of the first parak, whether arusa yesh la ksuba or arusa ein la ksuba. It's a vayid leif shita in the Gemara. The Gemara has no rise. Yeah, one of the rise is from the Mishnah. Here the Mishnah has Mishera Stani Nanasti. A man married a girl here, Yud Beis and Beis. A man marries a girl, and he comes to Bezin the next day. He says, Pesel Pasoch Matzosi, and the girl was Nivola. I don't know when. So he thinks maybe she was Nivola before the Erisin. It was Kitcha Becheskas Psula. The name says Bula, and she says, no, it's not true. Mishera Stani Nanasti. I was Nensa after Erisin, and the Chiyuv. And the Mishnah is assuming the chiyuv to pay the ksuba set in when he did the erisin. So just because she was denser later on, doesn't cause that her ksuba should be diminished. So you see beferish that the chiyuv to pay the ksuba sets in during erisin. She was denser during erisin, should not diminish. It means that the chiyuv is there already. So the Gemara in Bava Metzia, towards the end of the first parak, quotes the Mishnah. Don't you see from this Mishnah that arusa yesh la ksuba? So the Gemara answers, well, maybe it's talking because of la ksuba. Maybe there's no Tanai Bezin. Let's say if the husband will die during Erisin and he never gave his wife a document, he was never Mishabed himself, so maybe Anachanami, the din is that she's not entitled to collect the Ksuba. Maybe the Mishnah says, it's unclear. Maybe the Mishnah talks about the husband being obligated to pay Ksuba during Erisin, they never had any Nisuin. Maybe that's only of Kosov Laksuba. When he did the Erisin, he gave her a Ksuba. If a loy kosov aksuba, maybe not. So the Gemara is in the Bayit Leif Shita, and there's no proof on the Mishnah. Maybe the Mishnah is talking because of aksuba. You go look at Ebenezer, so the Beis Shmuel quotes that it's a machlok is the Ramam in the Taisvus. How should you paskan on this fake of the din in the Gemara? Whether Arusa yesh laksuba or ain laksuba. But the whole deal is Arusa, whether yesh la ik ksuba. The Tosefes ksuba, that's understood. He only meant almanas lakoinso. If he never does any suin with the girl, it's self understood that he's not chayv to pay the tosefes ksuba. Yeah. By us is a shaila. We always fill out a ksuba in advance before the chuppah, and the mesadik kiddushin and the eidim give a handkerchief to the husband, and they ask him, "Are you accepting? Are you prepared to accept upon yourself the obligation to give the ik ksuba and the masayim zekukin of Tosefes, the mayor's cooking of Tosefes, and the mayor's cooking of Nedunya." So the fellow says he's accepting everything. So once you make the Kabbalah's Kinyasuda, then you give a document. So even if there wouldn't have been a Kinyasuda, which there was, the Kandinim in the name of the Kashan and the Kanyabay, if you make a Kinyasuda, you can create a Hischaivis Menatero. And even if they wouldn't have given a Kinyasuda, but then he gives her the handkerchief, then he gives her the star. No, he gives her the Ksuba, so the Ksuba can be Kaina Shibut. That's a Gemara later, Kuv Beis HaMerala. Chayv Ani Lachmona Bishtar. Someone writes on a piece of paper, I hereby obligate myself to give you an amount of money, gives you the shtar, so that clinches the chiyuv. He's mechiyuv to pay this amount of money. So that's a shaila by us. Maybe ksuba is the raisa. We made a Kabbalah's kinyan, we give a shtar. Kinyan sudik should be enough to create a chiyuv minatar, and shtar should be enough to create a chiyuv minatar. So what do you mean that we say that the ksuba is lav the raisa? Maybe the ksuba is lav deraisa, only if you don't make a kinyan suda, you don't make a kinyan shtar. But if the chosin gave over the shtar, and he made a kinyan chalip, and he made a kinyan suda, maybe then it should be deraisa. So the later poskim assume it's not so. Even when you make a kinyan suda, and you gave a shtar, the suda with the shtar is just to state that the chi of deraisa is still here, that the takanas chachamim is still here. The ikka ksuba is a tnai bezin. And even though he made a Kabbalah's Kenyan, the Kabbalah's Kenyan is on the Tosefes and on the Nedunya. On the Ikka Ksuba, they never had in mind to make a Kabbalah's Kenyan, and it's only on the level of their Isa. It doesn't become elevated to the level of a Chi of their Isa because they made a Kenyan Suda. He just had in mind the Shtar, the Ksuda should be a raya to the fact that there is a Chi of Ksuba. Yeah, the Gemara has, there are several differences, la'alocha, whether ksuba deraisa, lav deraisa. So one of the differences is, on the top of Yudam and Aleph, ein onim terech besuda o mafsida. The husband pays for the wedding dinner. The husband comes to Bezna on Thursday morning, got married on Wednesday afternoon. So he comes to the Beis Din and he says that he attempted to do be a Rishayna, and then he... And he says that she's a Pesel Pasuach. So is he Neman? L'hafsidah k'subasa? Why should he be Neman? So the Gemara says, Eid Adam Terech B'sudim Hafsidah. Gemara says, if k'suba would have been a chiyav derais, we would not have given the husband such nemanis. Because k'suba is only midirabbanon, that's the machlekes hatanan, because k'suba is only the rabbanon. So that's why we assume, Eid Adam Terech B'sudim Hafsidah. So this is a question. We have this din in Shulchan Aruch, and it applies to Bizman Hazeh. We assume Bizman Hazeh. And the question is, but Bizman is there, the chosn doesn't pay for the dinner. So how can he say, Ein anam terech besudam afsidam? So Moshe Feinstein has a fantastic chiddush in his truvis. He assumes that the girl's father pays for the wedding dinner that's assumed to be a loan. Like if you move to Eretzon, the Jewish agency pays for your transportation of your luggage. So if you live there for 5 years, they forgive the loan. If you come back to America within the 5 years, it's a loan, then they want their money back. So here also Ramosha says that when the girl's father pays for the wedding dinner, it's assumed to be a loan. So if they live happily ever after, okay, so the loan is forgiven. But if he divorces the wife, then he has to pay. If he divorces the wife, then he has to pay up the loan. Okay, that's what Ramosha assumes, that you got to pay up the loan.
Explicitly they don't want it to be like a loan?
Yeah, you can say whatever you want. Yeah. Who's going to say? The girl's parents are going to say. Even if he divorced my daughter, what are they going to say? Okay. If the woman develops that it's not a loan, it's not a loan. Mm-hmm. Okay. Then the Mishnah has, on Yud Aleph and Aleph, there isn't much left on Yud. And Yud Aleph and Aleph, the Mishnah has the institute. Mishnah and the Gemara have the institution of a ger or a geyoris ktanim. Before bar mitzvah, you can convert a boy or a girl before bar mitzvah. How is that possible? The ger has to be midaito, a kotnas al abadas. So the Gemara says there is a situation of ger shenas garhu b'vimoy. A whole non-Jewish family wants to convert. So there we assume for sure it's zachen le'ad mishlei b'fanav. The children probably would like to be of the same religion of their parents. And the parents would like their children to be the same religion as them. So that's assumed to be for sure. That's a schus. And then we for sure have the right to say, Zochen liyodam shaloi b'fon, we can be megari the children. Question is, what if the father is out of the picture? The children are yisayim. And there is no father. But let's say there isn't even a Rashi writes, Vima hevi also his gayer. Or let's say there's no father, there's no mother. The child is up for adoption. And the father and the mother neither says a boo about whether the child should be converted or not. So that's the Gemara says. That's Rav Huna's chiddush. That even though imahi mi also his gayer, we assume even there is no mother in the picture, he still say that it's zochen do anu mishle b'fanav. So as such, you apply zochin, number one, to a katan. The child is not by mitzvah, you apply zochin to a katan. And number two, you apply zochin not only to dini mamonis, to isa v'heta. You apply zochin to isa v'heta. So Belineta, we have to elaborate upon this more. Okay. So Belineta, tomorrow we'll continue on Yud Aleph and Aleph. Yes.
Where they did a kinyan, that's everyone that's a kinyan, even though they just said dinner's bar was not a kinyan.
Right.
So why do we say the same thing about doing kinyan?